If you've caught any of the World Cup, you may have heard this sound. You hear it when someone scores. You hear it when someone misses. You hear it when nothing really happens at all. This is how you hear it when I try to do it. But by now, everybody knows that the droning, blaring, endless, buzzing sound that has defined the World Cup of 2010 is the previously unknown but now infamous vuvuzela, a traditional Zulu instrument that looks like a long horn with a person blowing in one end and spit flying out the other. It has been described as annoying and awful, and it plays just one note, B flat. And it turns out this note is not just special because it annoys soccer fans all over the world. It is, we think, yet another example of what we at NPR call the B-flat phenomenon.
Very clever.
Yes.
Here we go.
Have you heard about B-flat? A special magic frequency that is found all around in the world it abounds. There's something universal about B-flat.
Start the story.
Yes, start us off, Robert.
All right, then. I read that scientists at the American Museum of Natural History once found that if you play a B-flat to a male alligator...
How does one do that?
...with a tuba...
Of course a tuba.
Absolutely. So I asked a tuba player, Phil Porter, of the Cypress Lake High School Marching Band in Florida, to play a B-flat to a pit of alligators. We did this for ABC Television. He did it once. Then he did it a second time. And indeed, when the alligators heard the B-flat, they began to bellow. Presumably, they mistook the B-flat for an invading alligator.
Just when they hear B-flat?
That's right, just B-flat. You play male gators a middle C, you play them a G-sharp, they just sit there. But if you are a gator, there is something about a B-flat that makes you want to bite the tuba.
All this talk of B-flat has made me want to bite a tuba.
Have you heard about B-flat? A special magic frequency that even reptiles revile and respond to with bile by croaking loudly in B-flat.
All right, Robert, what's next?
Next is the story of Glenway Fripp, a piano tuner in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. One day, Mr. Fripp was climbing some stairs. He was humming roughly in B-flat when he hit a landing, and he noticed that his hum had somehow got away from him. So he wasn't humming, but his hum was still there, bouncing off the walls without him. And Glenway thought, well, this corner seems to be shaped to hold a B-flat. And we said, could you do this again?
So we're going to walk into this corner. I'm going to be singing B-flat. And all of a sudden, my voice will disappear. And all you will hear is the resonance, because the resonance is almost equal to my voice. Okay, the note we're searching for is somewhere around this.
Okay, now we're going to put our mic into the corner. Now listen very, very closely. The corner has just grabbed hold of Mr. Glenway's tone. His B-flat has just escaped.
You can't even hear my voice, right? And that's how I discovered this. You're just talking and you... Wow, what is that weirdness jumping out at me from the...
That weirdness is a B-flat that used to belong to Mr. Fripp, but no more.
This is Glenway Fripp.
Thanks, Glenway. Anyway, speaking of resonance, did you know that I can make my digestive tract resonate in the key of B-flat? That sounds difficult. Did you have to practice in a... Right, this is a morning show. I don't see how this is universal. If it were universal, we'd be talking about the universe, but we're just talking about Earth. Robert, why don't you give us something that's not as earthly that has to do with B-flat?
Yes. Very well. Far from Earth, in 2003, astronomers found a black hole 250 million light-years away, sending waves through a cluster of gas. When they turned those waves into what for us would be a musical note, they found that black holes, in effect, hum, and this black hole was humming in...
Don't say, let me guess, B-flat.
Exactly.
I knew it.
Yes, B-flat, 57 octaves below middle C.
Wow, that's low.
Very low, very
low. Sort of
low.
Like this. No, but a little low.
Lower. For whatever reason, that black hole was humming the B-flat, yes, very low, but for 2.5 billion years.
2.5 billion years. It's a long time to be humming the same thing over and over again.
Have you heard about bees?
What?
A special magic frequency.
That
is found all around.
What's that sound?
It's profound.
There's something universal about bees.
Bees!
There's something universal